Man, I'm sick for like a week, and you guys go on a premature victory lap. And then you do a whole write-up on a premature victory lap. Are you trying to be funny, or are you just this retarded? Dread took a break. I was sick last week. Took some time from dying in bed just to steal some more beats. I'm coming back now, and I'm just gonna be rude. Let's see how they react to a meaner attitude. Tried to talk to y'all like a civilized person, but your animal's so devolved that it had your brains hurting. If y'all don't feel threatened by anything I say, then why'd you go after me in the first fucking place? I know you're terrified at the possible implications of Dread going and doing some real mafia eradication. Been holding on your doxes since at least last November. Could've dropped them any time, but that's an easy surrender. So you took my advice, went and changed some of your accounts. I'm still watching the others you think that I don't know about. I'm building up profiles on exactly who you are. Learn every little detail, I could write a book so far. I said I'm schizophrenic, autistic as shit too. When you hit my shit list, man, you're just kinda screwed. Dread never ever answers to any higher authority. You wanna talk peace, man, you gotta go through me. This isn't a threat, I don't need to cause you harm, but I want you to feel anxious, paranoid, and alarmed. I bought myself some tickets going out to Colorado. Dread's on his fucking way, gonna see the mafiosos. Gonna take some pictures in a creepy tire town. Maybe take some creep shots of the mafioso clowns. Ready, work remotely, I can stay there full time. Keep up on my bullshit, cause this Dread is undying. This could all be hyperbolic, you never really fucking know. Maybe old Dread is with his scared, peeping out your window. Could book extended stays out in Indiana too. Start talking to the cops about the goofy gas tool. Or you could track me down and find my fucking name. I know you're looking for it, I'll give it out, just you wait. Dread will put my face in everything I've ever done. Oh wait, I already did it. I'm a spooky skeleton. Antisocial.